Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Good. I'm trying to find out which company has been taking money out of my account. Is there any way for you to check on that? Because I didn't authorize anything. I ordered one thing, and then all these charges start coming up. Is there a way for you to check that for me?
Yes, sir. If I can I have your zip code, please?
85023, I believe. Let me double check. I just moved here.
All right.
One moment.
All right. What was that zip code?
I think it's 85023, but I'm not real sure.
All right. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Benjamin. My last name is Steah.
All right. Can you verify your shipping address?
17229. I think I just moved here, so I'm trying to find that. Give me one moment.
All right. I do have your account pulled up here.
Okay. It's 17229, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The address. Okay, so did your company deduct from my account today? Let's see. $91.89, and then later in the day, $92.90.
All right, I do have your. I do have your account pulled up, and I see here where our mail enhancements. It was the Test Onyx. Those was ordered during a 14-day trial period, 4 days of shipping, 10 days to receive it. And so if you don't call in to cancel, it'll bill you the original amount of those products you received, as well as sets it as a recurring charge.
The person I talked to didn't tell me that. She said, we don't need no obligation. This is all you're going to pay. There's nothing else to pay. And I said, yes. So I didn't agree to anything. So I have no idea why you guys are charging me that amount. I'm going to have to talk to my bank and perhaps talk to a lawyer, because what they told me is not what happened. They said that this pay this, all you need to pay is taking charge. That's it. We won't bother you anymore. I said, okay. So is there any way to reverse that charge? Because I didn't agree to any of that.
I can do a 35% refund.
Pardon me?
35% refund.
Well, I didn't agree to a 35% refund. I told them I want the whole. I told them that I only do. They said, just pay the postage. That's all you'll ever need. That's what I did. But she didn't tell me anything about 14 day or whoever I talked to didn't say anything about that. He said, no, it's just pay the postage. Maybe that's it. Then you're not obligated to do anything. I said, okay. So that's literally lying to me right there. I mean, it's not something I would agree to. Can I talk to your supervisor or somebody in charge, please?
Okay. I'm calling out qualified enough to help you with this. I have 50% refund.
Well, that doesn't, but that. I'm trying to make you understand that I didn't agree to anything other than just to pay the postage, because that's what the person I talked to told me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't say, start, I don't want to be mean. I didn't say start taking my money out of my account after a certain amount of time. As she said, pay the postage, and that's it. I said, okay, and that was it. So literally, either they didn't tell me the truth, or they lied about it, or they didn't tell me everything, which isn't good business practice.
All right. Could you hold while I speak with the manager?
Yeah, because that's not right. I mean, there's right and there's wrong.
All right. After I just spoke with the manager, she said she can give her manager discount, refund of 75%.
Oh, shit. So you guys would keep my money? I mean, when you guys lied to me? Come on, man. You know better than that. I mean, you don't lie to somebody, then tell them I'll give you part of your money back. I mean, can I get the whole refund back? Because I didn't agree to this. I can contact a lawyer and get your information and all that. So, I mean, is that the way to go? Because I have a very good lawyer.
All right. Let me see here.
And I'm sure you have a recording.
Yes, sir. I'll call as I record it.
Yeah, so I understand that belongs to your company, but we can subpoena that and just, you know, prove that the person I talked to said, look, all you pay is the postage. I mean, I don't know if there was a quota to meet for sales or whatever, but it was not the truth. Can you do better than 75? Because I didn't agree to any of that.
All right, you should see that in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Ma'am, wait a minute. Now, how much am I getting?
The full refund.
I love you. You're a beautiful person. Thank you for that. Cancel everything for me, ma'am. I didn't agree to that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
What is your name?
My name is Charity.
All right, Charity. Make sure that's done. I really love you. If you do that for me, that'd be awesome. I just want fair to be fair, okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.